Chuck Chat Freestyle, Dog Days of Podcasting, number 50, for September 7th, 2014. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Dog Days of Podcasting. Well, I'm still podcasting, and for me, it's still the Dog Days. I know it's way past Labor Day now, but I'm going to keep going with this. This is Freestyle, an audio diary of my life. Been doing this for almost 10 years. Welcome if you're just joining. If not, welcome back. Good to hear from you. I've got 8 days left till moving day. It's coming up quick. It's coming up quick. And we have lists. And I need to make this one short. I'm going to try to keep this one short because it is... I gotta get up at 6 a.m. and do training, 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. I'm training half a dozen people in the UK, which is noon for them. So I get up early, they stay around late. We'll see how that goes. And we're taking a 2-day course and trying to get as much as we can in into 2 days. I neglected to mention yesterday when I talked about listener Mark. I met Mark when I did the podcasting training in 2009 for the Western region of the National Park Service. So, great people, fond memories, and I still keep in touch with a number of them, including Ranger Craig from Alcatraz, only he's now at Fort Mason, and I just love that song. I'm getting really... really keen. It kind of energizes me to do this, even though today's topics are a bit of a downer. Still keep in touch with a lot of the National Park Service people. Great people. Love these guys. I don't know if Mark is still with the National Park Service. Maybe you can let me know on Facebook if you are or not. If you want to get in touch with me, you can send an email to chuck@chuckchat.com or visit the website, chuckchat.com. Leave a blog post comment thing there. Or... you know, we still have our listener line, 206-222-2428. Still works. Mostly people for Technorama call that, but hey, I got one listener line. We'll see what happens. Church this morning. Yeah, this is getting harder and harder every week. This is our second to last week for church. And kind of a mistake turned into a good thing. The kids' education coordinator... I mentioned that I would show up. This is Rally Sunday. This is when Sunday school starts. So they call it Rally Sunday. All the third graders get their new Bibles, et cetera, et cetera. These would be my kids, except I'm not there. When they did the invocation or dedication or recognition of the instructor or the teachers, this is the first time in years I did not stand. And it felt kind of weird. Like, oh, man, all these people, you know, I wish them the best of luck. The church is in really good hands, but it's really hard to leave. That's probably one of the hardest things that I'm leaving behind is those kids. I just love them to pieces. When we walked in, I saw one of my kids that would have been in my third grade this year, Trina. She was in second grade last year. She was so looking forward to being in my class. But she had a big old smile on her face because everybody, I think they thought I left already. Because we said goodbye at the end of last year in May. And so they really weren't expecting to see me or Donna again. Cats are just finishing up their dinner. I gotta make this short. Anyway, so I sat next to Trina, and she had a big smile on her face, and she leaned over to me at one point. She goes, "Mr. Chuck, do you have Skype?" I'm like, "Well, that's an interesting question." I said, "Yes, I do." She goes, "Me too. Maybe we can talk sometime." So I gave my Skype address to her mom and said, "Yeah, maybe sometime we can talk and keep in touch." Just another way so I don't lose touch with these kids. And then I said, "Hey, Trina, I got a surprise for you. Miss Donna asked if I would do opening for you." So I did opening where the first, second, and third graders got together. I think I mentioned this yesterday. It was a whole lot of fun. While I was... supposed to be contemplating religious thoughts and things, I was making up my routine for opening. I haven't done this, and I didn't even think about it too much. But Donna reminded me that I still have my bag from the National Park Service from 2009, little shoulder bag that I keep my Bible and my 3-ring binder in, and that came in handy because it had all the notes that I needed. I knew which song I was going to do. It's called the Hippo Song. Kids love it. They seem to remember it very fondly. And I thought, we need one more thing to do. Something original. Something to leave them with a bang. I like to kind of make a show of this. Something they'd never seen. And I thought, you know, the chicken dance is fun, but you don't want to be doing the chicken dance in Sunday school. So instead of the arms flapping and the hands, you know, waving and the butt shaking, I came up with four simple steps. You know, one where you take your hands and open and close a book, you know, that kind of motion. Da 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 da. The second motion was wave your finger in the air. That was your gospel light being shown. Da 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 da. The third one, you put your hands up to your mouth like you're shouting to somebody. So you go da 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 da, cupping your hands up to your mouth. And the fourth one was clap, 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 ending with your hands folded in prayer, or kind of steepled, not really folded. The fingers aren't interlaced, but you know what I mean. So we did that, and we progressively got faster, and we did the whole song. And there's fingers waving all over the place and hands clapping. It was a good old time. So that was my original composition, made up in church, used 15 minutes later in the Sunday school. We had a great time. We talked about the basics that they need to know on day one, because we had a whole bunch of former kindergartners in there as first graders now. So we talked about respect and safety and got them off to a good start. So very honored to be able to do that. That was fun, but it was tough. Because afterwards, I stood outside with my helper from last year, who is not teaching this year, and Miss Donna, the coordinator. And we looked in on my third grade class, and I said, I can't do this. I can't look in from the outside. So I had to walk away. I obviously didn't want to walk in on their class. That's their class. They're in good hands, as I mentioned. You know, if they choose to use some of the things that we did in the past, great. If not, again, the kids will have a good time. They'll learn a lot, and it's going to be tough. Next week, I fully expect to have tears in my eyes, either during the service or shortly after, because everything in there is full of memories. This is where our kids were baptized. This is where we had our 25th anniversary service last year, and everything in between. We joined right before Julie was born so that she and Lisa would grow up in a community, you know, very caring and loving community like that. And it's getting tough. We used to have a slogan years ago called the First English is the Welcome Place. And we had banners and everything. Well, what did we sing today? We sang a song where the lyrics were, all are welcome in this place. Dang it. I had to stop singing. I was getting choked up. And there's Trina sitting next to me singing like a chickadee. Just, it was getting to me. It really was. And then I would think about how fortunate she is. And I would smile and you know, catch her glancing up at me every once in a while. So I try not to let it show through. But it's getting very tough in these last weeks. One of the people that, one of the couples from church that we've known for years has asked us out to dinner Monday night. So these last few weeks are certainly a lot of dinner and appointments and things with family and friends. I'm trying to squeeze one last one in with my brother. He lives in town here. We do not get together as much as we should. I saw him last in July for Lisa's graduation party. He invited us out for Monday, but unfortunately we were already taken. I know I should probably reprioritize that a bit, but on such short notice, it's going to be tough. So we're going to try and get together with him later in the week. Hopefully that'll work. Yeah, I hope it does. I really hope it does. This is getting tough. After church, we came home and we zipped up the house just to get it ready for the open house. Don't know how that went. While we were here, we gave the cats tranquilizers. Todd, of course, is too smart for that. You hide them in these little soft things called pill pouches, little soft kitty treats. And we've given them the treats a couple of times, so they know the taste of the treat and go, oh, this is good. I think I'll eat it up without suspicion. Well, Todd was chewing on it and the pill fell out. So I had to open up his mouth and shove it down his throat, and he wasn't too happy. An hour or so later, The cats are walking around like they're drunk, man. Holly's just kind of toasted and laying in the sun, in the sunroom. And Todd is trying to hold himself up. He looks like a newborn kitten, you know, wobbly. And he did not want to go down. Now, we gave them the low end of their dose just as a start to see how that went. Holly was fine. When we went for the drive around the countryside, she went in her carrier all by herself. And kind of meowed a few times, but no drooling. Very happy about that. Todd, on the other hand, doofus, he's like a kid who just will not admit he's tired. His eyes were crossed. He's so tired. The inner eyelids were starting to close, but the outer eyelids were just bleary. And he's wandering around the van crying. And at one point he tried jumping up on the console and missed because he's just no coordination. So they finally came out of it about 5:30, 6 o'clock. So it was about 7-8 hours, which is what we predicted, according to the vet. And they're back to normal now. So I just fed them for the night, and hopefully they'll go down. Probably bother the heck out of me at 6 a.m. when I got to get up and teach. But you know, a little bit of good news there on the cats. Happy that we made some progress. We might have to up Todd's dosage so that he finally does settle down and stop crying. It's not so, I don't think he's really stressed so much as he just doesn't want to admit he's tired. Again, kind of like a little kid. When they're overtired, they just scream and cry, and you hope eventually that the ride will put them under. They didn't. What did we sell? We didn't sell anything today. The guy who wanted the freezer, Don, has contacted him 3 times and he hasn't responded. Finally got back to us tonight and said he had a medical emergency or something, which is understandable, but we couldn't wait around. So she upped the price, actually, on Craigslist to $80. I think she had it at 50 or 60. If it didn't sell, we have the Focus on Energy, the place who reclaims old appliances and to encourage people to buy new, more efficient appliances. They'll give us a $40 credit. Well, sure enough, we're out on a walk tonight, checking out the houses in the neighborhood, just getting one last glance around and seeing what other houses and properties are going for. It's one of those perspective things that once you list your house, you notice everybody else's. Seems like every third house is for sale. I'm sure there's been other listings in here along the way. We just haven't taken walks this often and noticed the changes and noticed all the houses for sale. But I lost track of where I was. Anyway. The freezer. Somebody called about the Craigslist listing and said, hey, I'll give you $60. And she says, I'll sell it to you for $60 if you pick it up tomorrow or Tuesday. The guy goes, hold on, mumble. Yeah, I'll pick it up at 9:30 tomorrow. So he said, just plug it in so that we know it's cold, that it works, and that's fair enough. We've got it plugged in right now. And he'll come pick that up. So we get rid of the freezer that was in the basement, and my back still hurts from hauling that up the stairs. But we'll do good. This is a time of lists. Every day I wake up and I say, what are we going to do today? What do we need to get done on this project? And for the first time, it feels like we're actually ahead of the game. I can't think of a whole lot of things that we need to pack up at this point without chipping into what we're going to show in the house and, you know, making it livable. We're down to about the bare minimum on clothing. We're down to the bare minimum on dishes. There's probably a few things that we could get rid of. You know, really, what do you need? A couple of cups, a couple of plates, and a couple of forks. So we're working on that. And at this point, I'm going, if there's boxes in the basement, the movers will take them. We don't need to get them to the mini storage so that they can take them from there. There's no point. It's not like the basement is still full of stuff. Donna's got to go through a few cabinets, a few files yet, and sort and cleanse and, you know, a little bit more basement work, but for the most part, we're just about ready to move, and I'm feeling pretty good about it. So it beats being stressed. Hey, it only took us 11 months to get to this point, right? She started in mid to late October, so, and then we didn't even decide to buy the house until November. So I am going to cut it there. It's about 15 minutes, and I will talk to you tomorrow. After I've had a chance to teach, perhaps after we've gone out to dinner with our friends, And yeah, until then, take care. It's been fun. Hope you're still enjoying this. And I'm enjoying still doing this. It's an adventure. I want you to come along with for the ride with me. You can get a hold of me, as I mentioned before, on the web, chuckchat.com. This is Freestyle. Technorama is our other show. Craig is working on producing the Star Trek V nonsense we did at Dragon Con. We do have audio of the live show from Dragon Con, so look for that shortly in the Technorama feed. And we'll see, maybe when I get to Phoenix, Gmail podcast will be resurrected in a video format as well. One can hope, right? That's what I do for work. It's fun. I like my work. I like my hobby. Let's put them together and get the best of all worlds. Since I'm learning things at work that are helping the podcast. I'm learning things on the podcast that are helping the work. Oh, I'm still rambling. Here we go. Let's play the music and get the heck out of here. Chuck at chuckchat.com if you want to get a hold of me. I would love to hear from you. And until next time, 101.